It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
And a good Saturday afternoon to you. Joel Budd here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We are at the GRC Arena, the beautiful GRC Arena. We've got high school basketball coming your way. It'll be a senior day today as we have had six cheerleaders, senior cheerleaders recognized pregame, and the four Cardinal boys basketball players recognized as well. We're going to get basketball underway as Martin County comes in here. The Cardinals are the competition, and Martin County comes in their record on the season at 18-8. They're 9-2 in the region. They're 6-0 within their district. So this team can play some basketball. They are the reigning 15th region champs. And Bobby, this season, actually step back. The coach is the only coach that they've known in 5 years at Martin County High School. It used to be Sheldon Clark. Before that, it was Inez. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was Warfield. So they've had some consolidation going back into the 1930s. But they consolidated in 2019. The only coach they've known is Jason James. He wants to get better. He scheduled GRC. They played in seven different tournaments or showcase events this year, as well as going to Las Vegas. And they went 3-1 out there.
Well, when you go to Las Vegas, you're not only taking your game out of town, you're having to pay to get them out of town. And so for them to make that trip, incur that expenditure, and win three games out there was certainly a feather in the whole community's cap.
Yeah, I agree. It's a small community. It's a small school. 529 students. Now, GRC will have close to 1,600 in their school. Martin County, they've got 529. They play all A as far as in basketball. They did lose this year the championship game to Pikesville in the 15th region all A classic. But Bobby, that's the only game they've lost since the turn of the year. They've won 8 in a row. They won 11 of the last 12, and the only game they lost was that early January game.
Sounds like they had a little rough going early on, but have rectified the situation, to say the least.
Yeah, they and of their 8 losses, 3 of those came from teams out of state. So this Martin County team, they're good. And their coach, Jason James, he's in his fifth season. 96-52 is his record overall in 5 seasons. They have won 3 57th district championships under his coaching. They have won 2 15th region championships and 1 15th region all-A championship. Sadly, the first year that he became the coach and Martin County fielded a basketball team, they won the region. The problem was they were like GRC. Yeah. We went to the state but never got to play.
Boy, that just is coming back to haunt us more and more every year, it seems. And Martin County, certainly not the exception there.
Yeah, in a small school, how many times are you going to get a chance to go? Well, they've made the most of it, but, well, they missed an opportunity.
Yeah, anytime you can make it to Rupp, shoot, it's a highlight of a person's life.
Sure is, and as Bobby said, not just the opportunity, the experience for these young men and the communities that they're involved in. We played them in football a couple of years ago, Martin County High School, but we have not played them ever in basketball. Well, it's going to happen today. We are approaching 9.5 minutes away from getting this game underway. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more pregame when we return after these messages.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Boys high school basketball being brought to you right here on WWKY. We thank all of those sponsors that allow us to bring you George Rogers Clark High School Sports. We've got boys basketball this evening. Martin County comes in here in a good Martin County team, the reigning 15th region champs. Bobby Baldwin with me. I'm Joel Bennett. We talked about Martin County coming in. They've won a couple of regional championships in only the 5 years they've had a school through consolidation. Let's talk about the Cardinals, Bobby. I was coming to the game, and I got to thinking, the way GRC, they beat Scott County by 30 our last game out. And I'm looking at that game, and I'm thinking, Coach Cook, for his front line, he got 11 points and 6 rebounds combined from Maddox Campbell and Hampton Taylor. Man, that's numbers you can live with to keep Breland Morrison, J.P. Gaines, Montez Gay fresh.
When you are not overly deep to start the year and you can develop some reserves like that who in effect could come in and start in critical situations, it's huge.
Yeah, I you know, I looked at that and I thought, you think of Breland, you know, as a three, Montez right, a stretch four, JP an undersized five, but then when you could got those two guys that are 6'2 and 6'3 coming off the bench, they're not really big tall guys, but man, they've been serviceable.
Well, and they can basically play any of those three positions.
A good point. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. They can at that. And then in the backcourt, we've had Rayshon Hampton. I mean, he's a two-guard. He's the off-ball guard that can just shoot the lights out of it. He is in the top 25 in the state as far as three-point shooting percentage. Malachi Ashford, he's been very steady. And then coming off the bench, Eli Craig, a guy that is playing more minutes and turnover ratio is down. And he's throwing passes that he normally wouldn't try. He's feeling confident with his team.
Well, because he's learning his teammates' nuances a little better. And as a result, he has the confidence to throw that tough pass.
Yes, and you know, I think about his passes on the baseline to the backdoor play, and just getting good confidence and getting a more, like you said, Bobby, accustomed and acclimated to his team players. Both these teams, George Rogers Clark and Martin County, they are some of the highest scoring teams in the state. They're not going to crack the top 15, but they are inside the top 25 in scoring points at over 70 per game. Do you think we see that today?
Track meet. Going to have a track meet.
Push it up and down the floor.
Yes, sir.
Martin County's big. They're going to go across the front line, 6'6", 6'3", 6'5". So they're going to have a little size. And then their leading scorer, he's a wing player, and he's 6'3".
Yeah, well, that's true. But on the other end, GRC, savvy quickness.
And they were able to put up 20 points in fast break scoring against Scott County, and that's become the norm. They get their points on high percentage shots.
And how often do you hold a big school like Scott County to 8 points and a half?
It was unreal. And Coach Cook says you got to learn to guard. It's getting now to tournament time. You got to guard if you're going to play. Well, we've had senior day, and the JV game was played prior, and GRC won that JV game 53-35. Just invert the numbers, and you were here a little longer than I was. You said it was a fourth quarter surge.
Right. They were ahead by one with about 2 seconds left in the third quarter, and there was a nice assist that got a three-point shot away, made the shot, got to four at the end of three, and then simply pulled away in that fourth quarter.
There are other games being played today of interest, being played today. Great Crossing at Ashland Blazer, Bourbon County hosting Montgomery County.
Yes.
Harlan, that is huge right there. Harlan County, they are a top 10 team. They're hosting Boyd County. Augusta plays at Harrison County. Breathitt County, a team they are playing at Hazard. E-Town versus J-Town. That game's going to be played today in Louisville. Adair County going all the way out west, taking on Travis Perry's Lyon County Lions. Evangel Christian at Madison Southern. Big game there. North Odlum, a top 10 team, hosting Danville Christian out of the 12th. St. X playing at Ryle. Harlan plays at South Laurel, one of the only two games GRC has lost. Lafayette, they are playing down at Wayne County, that game underway. Well, we're going to take another break. Here we'll take an expanded break as we get ready to go. But, again, it's going to be Martin County taking on George Rogers Clark. And, again, before we do take that break, Bobby, with the people ask about the district tournament. Both boys and girls are being played here. And it starts when? What date?
In 9 days, on the 26th. Of February, and if I'm not mistaken, the girls will play the first night, the boys will play the second night. Now, the girls' championship will come back on Wednesday, and the boys on Thursday, which would make it what, March 1? We got 26. No, if we've got 29 days, then chances are the final game of the district action will be played on Thursday, the 29th.
All right, there you have the rundown coming up as regular season comes to an end. Right now, let's break away. Let's take a 1 minute break. We'll take a 1 minute commercial break. We come back. We'll set the stage for Martin County GRC boys action after this.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Well, the second time in as many games, it's Cardinals taking on Cardinals. George Rogers Clark boys Cardinal team, 25-2. Playing host to Martin County Cardinals out of the 15th region with a record of 18-8. Get ready. We're going to be bringing it to you all right here on WWKY. Right now, let's step aside for a 2 minute break. We come back. Starting lineups, tip off, game action right here.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
James. All right, here we go. Let's go to the public address for today's starters.
At guard, a 6'3 senior, number 2, Luke Hale. At guard, a 6'3 senior, number 3, Braden McKenzie. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 20, Jacob Sturgill. At forward, a 6'3 sophomore, number 21, Devin Maynard. And at guard, a 6' eighth grader, number 25, Bryson Dial. And now, let's hear it for your George Rogers Clark Cardinals. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, the birthday boy, Breland Morrison. And at forward, a 6'3 senior, number 23, Jacob Smith. Head coach Josh Cook and his Cardinals with a record of 25 wins and 2 losses. Good luck to both teams.
There you got the starters' first meeting ever in the school's history between George Rogers Clark and Martin County. Martin County High School, 2019, became a school consolidated with some other schools in Inez, Sheldon Clark. So first time these teams have met. They're both Cardinals, but red numbers and trim on the Martin County Cardinal uniforms, and they're wearing the powder blue A little different look, Bobby.
Little bit of Carolina blue action there, and they are very attractive.
Yeah, it's a good-looking uniform. Breland Morrison's birthday today, we're told. Couldn't get the tip as that high-jumping McKenzie at 6'3", doing up behind-the-back dunks in the warm-ups, got the tip. With the ball on the wing, it's Sturgill, hands it off. Luke Hale, leading scorer, has it left of the lane. Hands it off, McKenzie with it, gains on him. Good matchup there. They go on the right wing now with it. One of three seniors, Devin Maynard. Maynard, skip pass over. Sturgill got to the right elbow, guarded by Jacob Smith. They go over to Dials, their leading three-point shooter, and he missed it. Coming away with a rebound, Clark's got it. Malachi Ashford, pass on the right wing, cuts to Hampton, goes straight away to Gaines. Left side to Morrison, coming off the down screen. Ashford open, good. Boy, that was a run play, Bobby. Perfection.
And he got it about 2 feet outside the arc and stroked it in. Car GRC up early.
Driving baseline, Maynard skips it out. McKenzie spot up three, and we're tied.
Inside, 1 minute of play. 2 3-pointers, not to score at three.
Malachi Ashford looks over at Coach Cook, who takes a seat. And Ashford drives it off a Jacob Smith screen. Left side, Breland Morrison, his three ball goes in.
Three shots, three threes, GRC up three.
Here's Ashford, got a hand on it. Dials got it back, an eighth grader calling for the ball. McKenzie better get it to him, and he does. Sturgill with a jab step, J.P. Gaines doesn't bite. They get it back to Sturgill. He's got another jab step, J.P. not moving. They go left side, Dials with a three, rimmed in, came out. Second rebound on misses for Breland Morrison. Here's Ashford, right side driving. Runs it to the baseline, kick it out. Breland Morrison steps inside the circle, hits the mid-range jumper.
Cards 3 for 3 from the field, 8-3 lead here early.
And Rayshon Hampton caused the turnover. They were trying to get that pass over there to Luke Hale, and Rayshon knocked it off of Hale, sporting some psychedelic shoes. I tell you what, I don't know where they get them up there in Inez, but everybody's got some kind of ultra neon type shoe or wearing one color of one and a color of another.
They find a way.
Find a way. Malachi Ashford's leaner. He missed it. Got in the paint. Maynard leads the break. He's got a head of steam. Throws it up on the run and put it in.
Jim's a lead for the Cards. GRC to 8-5.
Rayshon Hampton walks it up. Jacob Smith pops out. Senior starter today. Top of the key. Double team. Finds Breland Morrison, hot hand. Morrison off the rim, gains with a rebound, goes up in traffic and scores.
Boy, good job that time of deceiving an attempted pass out and just put it up over his shoulder into the bucket.
Cards GRC 10, Martin County Cardinals 5. We're 3 minutes deep into this basketball game, and Martin County running the half-court set. They screen down, and they're going to get a foul called on Devin Maynard. Moving screen. Nope. They're going to call it on Sturgill for pushing off. Montez Gay in and Jacob Smith goes out. Jacob playing in his ninth game here in his senior season.
Did a good job in those 3 minutes.
A little bit of a half-court trap by Martin County. Wraparound pass. Morrison got it in the baseline. Put it up and in, and one coming.
Deceptive quickness, slashing to the goal, found him on the baseline. He got it, put it in.
So Sturgill picks up a foul, and Sturgill is their second leading, make that their leading rebounder. And he's a big, strong-looking guy. He's 220 pounds and 6'2", and with his size and strength, they're going to need to keep him on the floor as Breland Morrison tries to complete a three-point play. It won't go. Tipped at the rim by Gaines. Kept alive. Rayshon Hampton with a three ball. Not there. Tipped up by Morrison. Cards crash the boards. Gaines with another offensive rebound. Double team. He's pinned on the baseline. Skip it out. Malachi Ashford over to Montez Gay. His first touch of the ball. Back to Ashford. Cards going to set it up and run a play. Driving in. Ashford's shot blocked at the rim. Going the other way, Martin County. Sturgill holds it up. Finds Maynard. He just hooked up a shot as he lost his balance. Morrison with a rebounded miss. Breland, kick it out. Gaines, baseline three, not there. Back iron, rebound taken by Gay, blocked at the rim by Maynard. Cards now, 2 of 5 shooting the three. Midway through this first quarter, GRC 12-5 lead. Ball knocked away, Dials has it. Skip pass, first touch for Luke Hale. Luke Hale, their leading scorer. McKenzie goes out to Hale, ball fake. Top of the key, didn't want to go. Coach Jason James, a guy that looks to be about 6'8 or 9, their coach on the bench, calling the play for his team, and it's a backdoor cut, and Dials gets fouled as Malachi Ashford went for some help, and that left the 8th grader Dial open.
Yeah, he took it strong from the baseline, received the pass, and got hammered on the shot attempt.
Free throw is woefully short by Bryson Dials. Martin County started three seniors, a sophomore, and a guy at the line, the sophomore, Dials.
Yeah, eighth grader.
Eighth grader and a sophomore and three seniors. Dials missed both.
Wow.
That's unusually 74% at the foul line. Malachi Ashford dribbling a lot out on top. Left wing to go to Breland Morrison. Gay at the high post, didn't get it. Reverse it right side. Skip it over, drop it baseline. Gay floats it out to Morrison, left wing, driving in. Hook pass broken up. It'll be Cardinal ball underneath the goal. Peyton Davis comes in, replacing Dials. Davis, he's a 36.5% from three-point range, so a guy that likes to shoot it. Montez Gay powered it up, and that's going to be a foul on Devin Maynard, his first, team third, in this first quarter.
Quick pass underneath their goal to Montez, and he got it up quickly and drew the foul.
Free throw coming by Montez Gay, and he puts it in. Montez with 9 points, 8 rebounds against Scott County, the last GRC game. And Gay makes both free throws here. 14. Montez had 4 assists in the first half.
That's right.
Driving in, Maynard tries to set, and they have not been able to get a shot off for Luke Hale yet. And Hale's our leading scorer, 20. And he's a guy, he likes to shoot that ball.
23 a game,
yeah.
And so far we played 5 minutes, and he has yet to put one up.
So credit the Cards for smothering him. Bounce pass out there to McKenzie, and
took a shuffle.
Yeah, instead of making his move, he wanted to put it between his legs, and that seems to be the fashionable trend, but it turns it over, and the Cards get it.
Yeah, Coach James just dropped his head and turned away. He realized his kids may be a little nervous here.
And Malachi Ashford wanted to throw the lob, and Montez Gay not on the same page. First Cardinal turnover gives it back to Martin County with just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
GRC with a nice 14-5 early advantage.
Bringing the ball up, Peyton Davis. Bounce pass out on the floor. Sturgill has it left side with McKenzie. Morrison steps out on him. Cards go man-to-man at the left elbow. Sturgill has to give it up. Hale can't get a shot off. And they're looking to get him a shot, and they can't get one. McKenzie drives it in, and his athletic ability, he just raises and puts it in.
Sure did. And immediate timeout by GRC as a result.
We've got a break in the action. Bobby's got a commercial he'll share with you.
Folks, this weather's going to break, and when it does, you may need a tractor. So put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In 5 models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Cardinals trying to get the ball in bounds. That was foiled by Martin County, Eli Craig in, Malachi Ashford out, and again, Coach Jason James. I always say that coaching 101, the other team calls the timeout, and they got the lead. You change it up, and he's putting a full-court press on the Cardinals. GRC trying to beat it with three passes. Morrison elevates, couldn't get it over the rim. Hampton got a rebound and missed, and he followed it up and in.
Well, he got three cracks at it there with that one tip, and Cards get the score, 16-7 advantage now.
Out on the floor, Sturgill got a step on the defense, pull-up 12-footer, good, as he drove the lane. Cards of GRC will bring it up with 2 minutes to play. Rayshon Hampton will run the point with Malachi Ashford on the bench. Looking at a 1-2-2 zone, make it a 1-3-1 zone that they're putting out there. Running the baseline is McKenzie. He's an athlete. He could do it if anyone could. Oh. And here's a steal. Taken there by Maynard, left side, Euro step, high bank shot, blocked by Gaines, goes out to McKenzie, he drives, put it up and in. He's an athlete.
Yeah, nice move that time by Davis, I believe, making the save and to cut this lead to five.
Now modified version of a 2-3, they bring Hale at 6-3 out to guard the 5-11 Rayshon Hampton. And Rayshon drives in, pull up 12-footer with the runner, didn't get it, on the rebound, coming away with it, it's Maynard. This is one of three Maynards on this team. Ball faked by Davis, goes to Maynard, Maynard, his three comes off. Martin County now one of four from the arc. Hale will try his hand
there
at it, and he switched it.
All of a sudden, lead by 2 points here inside the final minute of the first.
Martin County fans, they've traveled well, and they're applauding their team, and why not? They've made a run. Hampton, bounce pass to Gaines, way out on the floor. JP drives in, double pump, put it in.
Yeah, just slithered his way through two defenders and got the lead back to four.
In the front court, Peyton Davis, guarded by Hampton. Right wing they go, McKenzie, got a step on the defense, reverse layup, put it in. He's averaging 14 points, 7 rebounds. He's a wonderful athlete.
Yeah, and he did a nice job of using his quickness to get that bucket in.
9 points in the game, and here he got a steal. McKenzie, straight in the way. Sturgill, back to McKenzie. Long three ball off the front of the rim. Martin County shooting for the lead, but Eli Craig with a rebound. Craig lets it go at the half. Off the mark. And the first quarter comes to an end. As Bobby predicted, track meet, a lot of scoring. 18-16, George Rogers Clark leading Martin County in boys action. 1 minute break. We'll be back after these messages.
Here's Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Second quarter play about to get underway. Joel Van here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and saw Sam Parrish walk at the end line, Bob, and he's right behind the Cardinal bench. Maybe that'll inspire him.
Can't hurt but help, right?
Yeah, there you go. Sam was the kind of guy you knew exactly what was on his mind. Much like Rayshon Hampton, he showed his emotions. Not a stoic guy at all. Maddox Campbell checks in to begin the second quarter. He and Eli Craig, Malachi Ashford, Montez Gay, and Rayshon Hampton. And it's a turnover by GRC, and scoring at the rim is Hale. And all of a sudden, this game's tied up. Ashford walks it up. Pass over on the wing to Hampton. About the time Martin County went to this modified 2-3 zone, they got on a run. Their shot selection got better. They were in rhythm, and the defense seemed to set the tone. The Cardinals of GRC with perimeter passing. And a long three by Malachi Ashford, his second of the game.
Well, that broke a streak because the Cards have been struggling.
And right back, Luke Hale tried to hit one, didn't make it, and Eli Craig with another rebound hands it off to Ashford. Cards with a ball and a three-point lead, that being GRC. Ashford picked up his dribble between the circle, needs help. Montez Gay, some 25, 30 feet away from the rim, tallest player on the team. Ball fake, goes right wing to Rayshon, settles in at the high post. He called for it at the elbow. Rayshon delivered it, and they got a foul on Hale trying to pry it away.
Yeah, he dropped down and tried to steal it and was called for the foul.
A couple of seniors back in for the Cardinals, J.P. Gaines and Breland Morrison. Those two join Hampton, Gay, and taking the ball out of bounds. Ashford, and a late whistle but a foul as Montez was stripped, trying to go up with the ball. Wow.
That was on Sergio, that is his second, team second.
They say that's the second on Sturgill, team second. I had him with two, but evidently one of those fouls belonged to Devin Maynard. At any rate, Montez Gay can't make the free throw after making his first two attempts in the first quarter of play.
6:41, second quarter, GRC up 21-18.
Montez's free throw is good. He now has 3 points in the game. Six for Malachi Ashford, two for Rayshon Hampton, seven Breland Morrison, four J.P. Gaines. That gets you the scoring. Martin County in a hurry in the front court. They run the weave. Cardinals stay with a man-to-man. They switch off on the screens. They don't fight over the top or slide through. They're switching off. Hale puts it on the baseline over to Sturgill. They're trying to get Hale shots. Rayshon Hampton, Breland Morrison, and J.P. Gaines have all had a shot at him. But the impressive one so far has been Braden McKenzie, who has the ball right now. Malachi Ashford took it away from him. Gaines to Gay. Montez got it at the rim with a fast break.
All of a sudden, Cards back up by six.
Good defense by Ashford. Malachi steps out on Peyton Davis, who goes to Sturgill. Back to Davis. Quick three on the release. Misses a shot. Rayshon Hampton cradles a rebound miss. Middle of the floor. Rayshon wanted to throw a long baseball pass. Instead runs it into the front court. Gaines splits the defense. Finds a back door. Gay missed at the rim. Beautiful pass. Couldn't finish. Here's a steal by Breland Morrison on a full court pass. He drives in. Euro step. Flip it up. Didn't go down. Ball batted around, and Sturgill with the ball for Martin County. You're not kidding, Bobby. If they can convert. Sturgill took a lot of steps. He got tied up as he got inside the foul line, but they're going to call the foul on Montez Gay. His first, that'll be the team's first of the second quarter. A lot of possessions, a lot of shots.
A lot of shots and a couple of three runs here in the first 11 minutes of this one.
Sturgill, a 71% free throw shooter, misses his first one here. Eli Craig comes in for Montez Gay. And they had the big guy in there, Blake Maynard, 6'6". Looks like a player. He made one trip up the floor, and he's out. One of two at the free throw line is Sturgill. And GRC with the ball, owning a five-point lead with 5:15 to go in the half. Still with a zone against GRC. That high post is open. Rayshon Hampton finds J.P. Gaines in it, who rolled to the hoop.
Well, they just kind of exposed the weakness of that zone defense there and got the bucket.
Here's a near steal on the end line as Devin Maynard had it stripped from him, but Rayshon Hampton dribbled it on the end line, and Martin County dodges a bullet. They've only got one basket here, Bobby, in 3 minutes. Now make it two as raising and elevating and then double figures with 11 is McKenzie. Both these teams, when they miss, they clean it up. Cards with 6 points on second chance scoring. And here's a turnover by GRC. Go to Hale. Hale double team, put it up in the paint as Ashford and Gaines sandwiched the leading player scorer for Martin County. And J.P. Gaines will be saddled with that one. His first team second. It'll put Hale at the free throw line. He's an 81% free throw shooter. Hale with 5 points in the game, and he missed the free throw there.
We've got two quick strike offensive in a track meet here, and even when they miss, they're still on the run.
Yeah, and they've been putting them back up and in. Cards with 6 second chance points, and Martin County with 7.
GRC up 26-22 at this point, facing pressure.
Full court variety. Ashford dribbles through it. Lead pass to Hampton. Left wing. 3 ball. Not there. High rebound comes out. Battle for it. Morrison got it. Put it in.
Kept it alive. Montez kept it alive, and Breland cleaned it up.
Morrison with 9 points here on his birthday. Catch and shoot long three by Hale. Way short. Shot an air ball, and that's going to lead to a run out, and Hampton scores at the rim.
Yeah, about a 55-foot pass from Eli Craig on the run.
Dials gets it over to Maynard, right of the floor. 3-point shot now by McKenzie. He missed the shot. Rebound claimed by GRC. Releasing is Ashford. The Cards beat him down the floor again. Bob in. That's going to require a timeout, and Coach Jason James, with a perplexed look on his face, tells his guys, you've got to get back. Cards open up a 10-point lead back after this brief 30-second break.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m., and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Well, two teams that like to score a lot are hooking it up here. And the Cardinals right now, GRC with a 10-point lead out of the timeout. Martin County with the ball. Here are the Martin County Cardinals. Put a shot up, blocked by Eli Craig. He got it. Outlet to Ashford at the rim. Put it in. Left-hand layup.
That's three straight basic runouts by the GRC to take a 12-point lead here.
Ashford and Dials engaged. No call there. Dials rubs him off of the screen. Can't get open. Bone jarring screen by Maynard. Freeze Hale at the rim. He missed. Long throw from Gay to Rayshon Hampton. Oh, another transition bucket, this time a three.
15-point cush all of a sudden.
Cardinals putting on a scoring clinic and showing Martin County exactly what it is to play a state champion and a state runner-up. So a foul on Morrison. That's the third on the team, his second. And J.P. Gaines will come in, and Breland Morrison a little frustrated with himself. But his play's been great.
Oh, yeah.
3 rebounds, 9 points here in this first half, and we've still got 3 minutes to play. Sturgill picked up the dribble, bounce pass. Devin Maynard has it. Return it to Jacob Sturgill. J.P. Gaines giving him room. Sturgill left side. They switch off with Gay. Picked up the dribble, handed off to Hale. Hale at the right elbow, throw it baseline. Dials with a step back three. He missed it. Gay with a pass up to Rayshon Hampton. Hampton behind the back dribble, centers the ball to Ashford. Left side, Eli Craig. Thought about a high post pass. Instead, they skip it left, right side. Here's a three that's good by Rayshon Hampton.
How can you leave him alone?
10 in the game for Hampton. Smokes. Cards hitting 5 of 10 from behind the arc. Perimeter passing by Martin County. Sturgill got a step on the defense, found his way to the basket, and put it in. Only the third basket in this quarter.
Yeah, that was huge there. That broke a big 16-0 GRC run.
A little high-low action. Skip it over. Eli Craig, he wants in on the three-ball action. Missed that shot. Coming away with a rebound. It's Martin County. Stop-and-go move. Peyton Davis to Dials. Long three by Sturgill. He missed it. Rebound claimed by Malachi Ashford. That's going to lead to a runout. 3-on-2. Bounce pass. Craig, reverse layup. Got it at the rim.
Nice 3-on-1 action and using that reverse to protect the ball.
Davis, he missed the leaner in the paint. Craig couldn't keep it alive. It goes to Martin County. Sturgill lowers his shoulder, and J.P. Gaines stripped him. Gaines on a run out. Left-hand shot pinned off the rim by Maynard, taking it over to Craig. Craig, three ball, missed it. Long rebound comes out. Martin County wants to run. Numbers aren't there as they work it right side. High lob, caught it as Maynard. He got a little space behind the rim, reverse layup bucket.
That was a nifty improvisation there under the goal.
There have been nine transition baskets in this game. Six by the Cardinals, three by Martin County. Martin County got a steal, and a shot is blocked. Rayshon Hampton hustling back to break up the attempted layup.
We've got 39 seconds left in this first half, and GRC with a 42-26 margin, and it wasn't that long ago when this game was tied at 18.
Couple of subs come in, reserves, Hampton Taylor and Maddox Campbell in. They join Eli Craig, J.P. Gaines, and Malachi Ashford. Martin County with the ball on their end of the floor. Hale straight away to Sturgill. Sturgill had it knocked away by Hamp Taylor, stolen by Campbell. Maddox, long pass to Craig, got it at the rim.
Boy, what a pilfer and a result.
In the front court, shot put up and a foul. Hale hit the deck hard. Eli Craig blocked him from behind. Coach Cook coaching up his players, regardless of the fact they got an 18-point lead. He's still telling his guys, you've got to get down the floor.
44-26, 21 seconds left in the half.
J.P. Gaines will go out. Rayshon Hampton checks in. And thought it would be a shooting foul. Wow. So Coach James with a perplexed look, and I would be too.
Yeah.
Thought his player was shooting. Anyway, they get it in to Big Maynard. Big Blake Maynard, shot's blocked by Maddox Campbell, and we've got a foul as they had pushed. They're going to call the foul on the 6'6 senior, Blake Maynard, his first, team third, and he quite a bit larger than Malachi Ashford, just pushed him out of bounds.
Yeah, he's trying to crawl out some space there, and he certainly did.
Ashford dribbles through traffic. Got in trouble. He took it into a double team. Turnover GRC, two on one. Dials at the rim, put it in. Dials scores at the horn, but a three-point shot launched and hit the front of the rim by GRC. Well, we played a half of basketball. These high-scoring Cardinal teams, battle of the birds, huh? GRC leading the Martin County Cardinals 44-28. We're at halftime. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment. The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community. With diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care, with their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too.
The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Senior Day here at the beautiful GRC Arena, where six graduating cheerleaders and four high school boys basketball players were recognized and featured and honored before the game. And it's set the tone. The JV team won 53-35 in a convincing fashion, coming on late, in the game. In this game here at halftime of the varsity, it's Cardinals of GRC 44, Martin County 28. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me. And this game, Bobby, it was 18-16 at the end of a quarter, then tied at 18. Right. And, boy, after that, Cards went on a tear.
24-6 run in the next 5.5 minutes, using their quickness and athleticism and good hands to basically explode into a big lead. 18 points at one point. You got to credit the visiting Cardinals for coming back here late in the first half and trimming this thing to 16, but boy, they got throttled there for about 5 minutes, and GRC certainly took advantage.
Well, and the Cardinals, they have just been, Bobby and I both, of course, my name's Joel, like the prophet, sounded like one. I told you, unless Martin County's in good shape, our guys, although Martin County scores 70 a game, they're going to run them to death. And then right. Your prophecy was, I think it'll be a track meet, and we both have been right.
We've both been right, and at the moment, George Rogers Clark with an apparently comfortable 16-point lead, but apparent in looks only, because this team can strike quickly. They showed that at the end of the first quarter.
I think when they changed that defense, they went to kind of a modified 2-3, 1-3-1, then they went 2-3. That helped them.
Yeah, and they basically got about a 9-0 run there late in the first quarter to get right back into the game at the end of one. But GRC certainly asserted itself in the second quarter with that front line and those first five players out there. They were simply scintillating. They really got it done.
Looking at some of the team numbers in this first half before we go to a break, the Cardinals of GRC shoot 5 of 13 from three-point range. Martin County, they hit 2 of 12. Turnovers in the game, 5 committed by GRC, 6 committed by Martin County. Second chance scoring, both teams cleaning it up. Cards with 8 points in that fashion, Martin County with 7. Fast break scoring, it has been a track meet. GRC with 15. 15 of their 44 points in transition buckets, and Martin County, they have 8 points in transition fast break scoring. Foul line, GRC goes 3 of 5, Martin County 2 for 6. It's a 44-28 halftime lead for GRC here on Senior Day. We'll take a 1 minute break. We'll be back after these messages.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Little OMD there. Those aren't Mountain Daredevils, I tell you.
They know how to get it done.
And Tim, he can spin them, buddy.
Oh, he's a spin meister.
Yeah, there we go. Basketball action. The GRC Cardinal boys team quickly out of the locker room. They come out. They lead 44-28. Looking at the individual scoring for Martin County in the first half, 11 points for Braden McKenzie. Averages 15 a game. 6 points for Luke Hale. He averages 23 a game. Other scoring, 5 points for Jacob Sturgill, 4 for Devin Maynard, 2 for Bryson Dials. You had Peyton Davis and Blake Maynard that played, but yet to score. For GRC, the Cardinals got 10 points from Rayshawn Hampton, 8 in the second quarter. 9 points for Breland Morrison on his birthday. Also other scoring, 8 points for Malachi Ashford, 6 points J.P. Gaines, 5 points for Montez Gay, and 4 points for Eli Craig. Balanced scoring. Also Maddox Campbell, Jacob Smith, and Hampton Taylor all played, but yet to score in the first half. We're at halftime. Cardinals lead 44-28. Back in 1 minute. I was going to see if I get Sam Parrish to come talk to us. Yeah.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, the Martin County Cardinal team, they are just now coming out of the locker room. They will have an abbreviated warm-up shoot-around.
If at all.
If at all. It's 44-28 here at halftime with GRC, the Cardinals boys team, leading. And Martin County, they last had the game tied at 18-all, but GRC really put some distance between them, largely in part with the fast break runouts. We're going to step aside our final 30-second break. When we come back, second half play coming your way after this brief message.
They introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Well, you heard the buzzer. Not the horn, but the buzzer.
Time for second half action.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and the Cardinals, the GRC, with a record of 25-2, leading Martin County 18-8 here at halftime.
They're going to do what they can to get Luke Hale some more shots, averaging 23 and only 6.
Driving to the basket, Sturgill missed his layup on the runner. Gay with a rebound, left side of the floor, Ashford has it. Skip pass to the right, Hampton, return it to Ashford straight away. Martin County playing 2-3 zone. They go high post to Montez Gay at the left elbow, dances out with the dribble beyond the circle. Feeds Rayshawn Hampton, who launched the three. It goes over the backboard, and it'll be possession two, Martin County, and the Cards of GRC drop back.
Confident and not shy about putting that one up, and it came pretty close to going again.
They run Sturgill at the point here, and he leads the team in rebounding, almost 8 a game, and McKenzie shoots a 3 again, confidently shooting early in the possession, Bob, and that one's off the mark.
Well, they're not shy about getting it up there.
Yeah, I think they think the more we shoot, the more we get possessions, and that's their game.
That's it.
Who can argue? It's one of 18 games and the reigning 15th region champs, of which all of these players were on that team.
Yeah.
They throw the high lob, and Maynard caught it deep. He sealed off well, and just barely got it to go in. I thought he missed a gimme.
He did a good job of sealing where he needed to.
Gay inbound pass, and they break the pressure. Montez bounce pass. JP put it in. Montez with the assist. He had four the other night in the first half alone against Scott County. Leaner put up and in by the 6'3 Hale. He had 4 inches of height on Rayshon and just banked it up over. This time Montez's pass is picked off. Turnovers even at 6 each. Hale, he ain't going to give it up. He drives it all the way to the rim. He had Dial sitting in the corner waiting for a pass for a three-point shot. He wasn't giving it up.
He took it hard and got hammered as he tried to put it up, but was rewarded. His team down 14, but a chance to chip into that lead.
Hale has shot almost twice as many free throws as his nearest teammate. He makes a free throw here. He is 2 of 3 at the free throw line, looking to get into double figures, and he does. As Bobby and I both have mentioned, he averages 23 a game, and he's an 81% free throw shooter. Throw it in the front court. GRC has it. Morrison, left wing, check there on the drive. Ashford, though, finds some room. He got in deep, fed Gaines for the bucket.
Boy, when you can penetrate and get that close, you certainly got a chance for a bucket.
Boy, and there's a nice play. And I tell you, McKenzie is a player. He'll match up with anybody on the wing at 6'3". Count the foul on Morrison, his second team. Second.
Struck back quickly after the GRC score to get one on their own end and an and one opportunity.
And he missed the and one. Cardinals of GRC with a ball with 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. GRC up 12. Baseline, drop it to Gaines. Cross court pass, Rayshon with a three. Looks off and it is off. Gay, though, the only man in there among three players for Martin County, put it up and in. Odds were against him, Bobby, but he put it in.
Well, they just stood there watching. They needed to go down on the floor and get the ball, but credit Montez.
And the odds were stacked against
him. Yes, they were.
Perimeter passing by this Martin County team. Yeah, that's a good point. They may have had it in numbers, but they didn't in effort. Long three-point shot put up and missed from the left wing by Martin County's Maynard. Ashford has a pass batted right back at him. Yeah. Step back 12-footer is good.
Yeah, it's like stealing when he's got that shot in that close under control.
Cardinals of GRC now with three players in double figures. Ashford just joined Rayshon Hampton and J.P. Gaines in that category. And Martin County turns it over. He'll go to the Cardinals.
Rayshon creating a little havoc on the sideline there and cause the turnover.
Hampton, right wing, drop it baseline. Gaines, high post pass. Montez missed it. Off the back iron, had a good look.
Yeah, absolutely. About 8 feet out.
Dials feeds the shot from three, blocked by Montez Gay. As Hale tried it, throw it to Breland Morrison. Euro step, put it up and in.
He Euro stepped right past Big Sturgill. And here's another steal.
Steal by Hampton. 2-on-1. Rayshon, put it up and in.
Circus time. Circus time. Coach James wondering, talking to the official, what's going on here?
McKenzie deep in the left corner on the wing. Sturgill has it. Screen down. Pop out Maynard, who got a run and start. Yep. And they're going to call him for traveling. And that is three turnovers in 3.5 minutes created by GRC.
Well, they certainly know how to play defense.
Well, in a matter of a minute and a half, we had two other players join the double figure club today. So the Cardinals, a GRC with four players in double figures. Backdoor cut. JP got it off of the Ashford feed, and he's frustrated at himself for not putting it up and in. And Coach Cook, hands on hips, saying, we got to finish that.
Well, I tell you what, they've got a 20-point lead, but as we said early, track meet.
It is now. Martin County, they don't have the points, but they want to play fast. And here it's batted around and turned over. Morrison with a steal. And then the Cards give it right back. Hale, three ball with Gaines flying at him. Missed it. Long rebound comes to Morrison. They try to pin him in the backcourt. He's having nothing of it. Drives for the dunk. Missed it off the back iron. Hale on a run out to McKenzie. He finished at the rim. And a timeout called by Martin County. Martin calls a full timeout here with midway through this third quarter of play. Cardinals of GRC 56, Martin County 38. Back in a minute.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
After that timeout, GRC with the basketball, Montez Gay, Malachi Ashford, Rayshon Hampton, Breland Morrison, J.P. Gaines on the floor. 3.5 to play here in the third. Cards run the weave out on top. They feed Hampton. His three from the right side. Missed it. Long rebound comes out. Martin County on a run out. Cards back in good shape. Malachi Ashford and Gaines on a double team, and they create a turnover. Martin County gives it over. Here's Rayshon. Ball fake. Hit Morrison. Trying to get into double figures off the front rim. No on the three. Coming back, Martin County. Driving, shooting, scoring at the rim. Hey, this team likes to run too, Bobby.
Well, we're in for a running gun.
Malachi Ashford angles off to the right side. Coach Cook, a rare posture, and that's seated on the bench. His point guard, stop-and-go move, tried to change gears, runs into a double team, throws a lob pass. Breland Morrison has it near midcourt. Coach James for Martin County, hands crossed, arms crossed, rather, watching Ashford drive the rim, flip it up and put it in.
Boy, it just beat him one-on-one.
Going quickly the other way, and they throw it the length of the floor, and Maynard scores.
Quicker than a hiccup, scoring both ends. 58-42 GRC, 2:18 remaining in the third quarter.
Got our man Sam up here. We'll get you in a minute. Here's Ashford as he tried to dribble through the traffic, and we got a foul on the floor. That'll be Sturgill, his third, team first of this quarter. Ashford inbounded, looking, throws a lob. Maddox Campbell, who checked in along with Eli Craig. Those two play catch, and Craig has it. Skip it back over to Campbell, right wing. Now straight away to Malachi Ashford. Ashford has it near midcourt. Cards with a ball and a 16-point lead. Inside of 2 minutes in the third, clock rolling. Ashford runs into a double team, throws a pass, and it's stolen. Driving, finger roll at the rim, good.
58-44 Cards, 1:39 left in the third.
Hale's got 14 in the game, and Martin County's got talent. They just ran into a fast team here today in the Cardinals. Maddox Campbell missed at the rim. He had found his way to the right blocks and just missed at the rim. And then scoring on the right blocks the other way is Braden McKenzie.
No quit in this team.
No, it's a 12-point lead. Cardinals of GRC with that lead. Lob pass. Ashford's pass hit the rim. Here's a wraparound pass that Rayshon Hampton stole. So he picked it off as Martin County tried to score in transition. Malachi Ashford, right of the lane, pulls it out on the dribble. And we got timeout called on the floor. We'll keep it here. Sam, grab your headset, man.
Grab his
take his time, catch up with Sam Parrish. Sam, good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, man.
We were trying to get you at halftime down there, but you were signing so many autographs, I didn't have time. Where are you at these days?
I'm just back home at currently.
Currently back in Lexington? Or over in here? Where are you at?
Winchester.
Winchester. And what do you think about this Cardinal team this year?
I think they got a good team. They got a chance to, you know, go win another region championship, and they can do whatever they want if they put their mind to it.
When you look out here and you see these guys playing, no regrets, you laid it all out here for them, huh?
Yeah, I miss it sometimes.
But then went over to the land of Lincoln over in Illinois. How'd that go?
It went good for the most part. I was there, had my time. It was pretty fun.
Well, good deal. And the college you went to play for, tell me the name of it.
Southwestern Illinois.
Yes, sir. So, you're listening to Sam Parrish as the Cardinals of GRC turn it over. Lead pass broken up. Hampton gets his fourth steal. So an exchange of turnovers. Rayshon in the paint. 12-footer blocked by Sturgill. Rayshon got it back and lost it out of bounds. Both these teams like to play the up-tempo game. That was your game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Get it out and run?
Yeah, I like the score.
And you've been keeping up with GRC some this year, Sam?
Yeah, I've came to pretty much a lot of the home games, watched a couple games, away games. I think they got a really good squad. They just got to listen to Coach Cook and just play together, gel together.
There you go. Gaines missed at the rim before the horn gets off. Hale gets up a runner, and the horn sounds. Third quarter in the books. The Cardinals of GRC leading here at the end of three quarters, 58-46. Sam, it's good to talk to you, man.
You too.
Glad to see you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Sam Parrish has been our guest. We'll return. Fourth quarter play coming up in 1 minute.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Morehead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, we've had a little bit of a Cardinal reunion here, seeing some of the parents of former players like John Glenn, Bobby, and
yeah.
Now we get to see Sam Parrish. Cardinals of GRC turn it over out of the break, and here's a three-point shot up and in by Braden McKenzie.
That's nine straight, trimming this lead to nine.
GRC uncharacteristically with 10 turnovers. They break the pressure, and here's a three-pointer by Breland Morrison that's missed. Eli Craig had weak side position, but he couldn't pull it down. Going the other way, Martin County. Hale at the rim, missed. Tip, got his own board. In traffic, can't finish. Montez Gay wades in there, holds the ball high above his head. He is pushed out of bounds and fouled. Take your pick, Sturgill or Hale, and they're going to pin it on Hale.
They certainly had him sandwiched.
Coming in, we got some bench action for the Cardinals. On the floor, they've got Gaines, Morrison, Craig, Ashford, and Gay. Rayshon Hampton with a rare breather. It may be an equipment issue. Knowing him, it could be a blood rule, too.
Absolutely.
He's rarely goes out. Montez Gay has his pass kind of telegraphed. It was bounced right out of bounds, kicked hard by Martin County. Montez, a stretch four type player that can run the floor and lead a break. Ashford beats his man off the dribble, got to the foul line. Little leaner, put it up and in.
Huge basket by the Cards.
Long pass at the rim. Maynard missed on the layup. He's hurt. He's under the standard of the backboard. Driving in, Ashford, right elbow, feeds Craig. Lob it into Gay. Gay on the blocks. Back to Craig. Craig whipped it around quickly, and now Ashford with a jab step. He pulls it out. And Devin Maynard, trying to test that left ankle, is going to guard him. Ashford tried to bounce pass, got it to Gay. Montez with it. Now Martin County switching off. Gay driving in. Montez got to the rim. And Devin Maynard, about the size of Montez Gay, but he's got a bad wheel right now, Maynard does.
And he was able to take him to the basket there and draw the foul. Cards up 60-49 in the fourth, 6:30 remaining. Montez on the line for two.
Gay at the free throw line for the Cardinals. 68% free throw shooter on the season. Freshman phenom puts it up and in. 8 points in the game. He's got a block shot and a steal, couple of assists. This free throw good as well.
Well, the Cards answered that 9-point run with the last four to get this back out to a 13-point cush.
Walking the ball up, it's Sturgill. Sturgill at 6'2 and 220. Not the likely guy to run the point, but he finds Hale, who hit a three. Hale with 17 points in the game. Gay, right side for GRC, right of the circle. Way out on the floor, and right now Martin County on a run and jump. They double-team. Craig bounced past to Gaines, and McKenzie caught back there. He had three men to guard and only one of himself, and he fouls JP.
That pass was going to go across the lane for a potential slam, but he thwarted it with a foul.
McKenzie with a foul. J.P. Gaines makes the free throw. 11 points in the game for J.P. Gaines. Followed up a 5 offensive rebound effort against Scott County with 4 in that fashion today. So he's a guy, an undersized 5, that hits the offensive boards hard.
Made them both.
Makes both free throws. 64-52. GRC with the lead. Martin County with the ball. Screen down, they try to pop out Hale, and we have got a foul called on Rayshon Hampton as he was holding Hale.
that was
pretty easy to call. That was an NFL jersey grab there.
Well, he was trying to hit him outside, and he wouldn't let him go there.
They work off the high post.
Oh, he
Sturgill got
took
it in there, and then traveling called on McKenzie. Rayshon switched off with Gaines as they ran that split off the high post. That threw it off, Bobby.
That threw it off just enough for that third step and that shuffle, and he made the basket, but to no avail.
That's 14 turnovers in the game by Martin County. They only had 6 at halftime, and we've still got 5:45 to play here in the game. So they have not valued the possessions as GRC races it into the front court. Ashford circles around with a dribble. Martin County out of that zone. They're going man-to-man now. They've got out on Ashford. Devin Maynard at 6'3", playing with 3 fouls. Montez Gay trying to work on Sturgill. He's got 3 fouls. High post to Gaines. Gaines had it, shoveled it out to Craig. Throw it back into JP. Double-teamed. He puts up a 10-footer left of the lane. Shot it short. Back over to Sturgill. Again, leading rebounder running the point. Hands it off. Hale showing some range as he hit a three. That'll stretch the floor there. He shot it right in front of the Martin County bench, and he cuts this lead inside double digits. So we got a full timeout back after this commercial break.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Go ahead, Bobby. I'm not so sure here.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Yeah, they initially said a full timeout, but abbreviated it as Montez Gay. Nothing abbreviated there. It was full steam ahead, and Montez goes coast to coast.
Yeah, back up to 11.
Coming off the screen, here's McKenzie. Ball fake, elevates, turnaround 10-footer, missed it, Gay in his face. Hampton, lead pass broken up. Rayshon got it back. He is clubbed as he tried to get into the paint, and Sturgill shaking his head as he picked up his fourth foul. That'll be the team third.
Yeah, there's no backing off from this Martin County Cardinal team. They have been down by as many as 20 points in this second half and have trimmed it inside double digits twice.
They've hit 3 3-point shots here in this fourth quarter as Gaines is wide open and JP missed a gimme. Fought to get his rebound back in a frustration foul. Will compound problems by him picking up his third foul. Team second. It'll be Martin County with the ball. Cardinals of GRC, 11-point lead.
Yeah, wide open, anticipating contact, and didn't get it, but just missed the shot.
Here's a catch and shoot three. Not there. Tipped around and right to Peyton Davis. He missed. Tipped at the rim by Martin County. And coming away with it, Malachi Ashford. And we may have a timeout called on the floor. As no, they're going to say a foul. Peyton Davis. And as wide open as Gaines was, Davis was more wide open.
Yeah. Well, as quick as these two teams are and as fast and frenetic as the action is, it's not always easy to concentrate on just doing what you know you need to do.
Ashford makes the free throw. The Cardinals of GRC, 5 of 5 at the free throw line in this fourth quarter. They are 8 of 10 in the ball game. Another free throw up. Ashford makes them both.
All right. The lead back up to 13. 4:23 left in the game.
Cards with a three-quarter court press. 2-2-1. Gay, the rim protector, back there. They lob and throw over him, and he did all he needed to do. Traveling called, yeah. And Coach James, he is frustrated. He's saying, go on up with it.
Yeah, well, Montez can do that, too.
Yeah. Coach Cook knows what he's doing. He's coaching. He sticks Montez back there on the anchor on that 2-2-1, and Ashford lost the ball, a little trouble handling it. It's going to be kicked by Davis. Davis goes out, dials the eighth grader back in. Throw it in the backcourt, and here comes Malachi Ashford, right of the circle, driving in, got a step on Dials,
wow.
Put it up wow. In, and the ref's going to give him an and one.
Boy, I'll tell you what, He's an acrobat if you've ever seen one. Smooth, always under control. He got that baseline and just smoothed that in over the rim, got the foul, and all of a sudden Cards up by 15.
The free throw and one rims off, and Cardinals stay with a 15-point lead just inside of 4 minutes to play here in the ball game. And Martin County caught a break there. I thought it went off of Maynard's leg, but they're going to keep it possession to the Martin County Cardinals underneath their goal. They stack them all up on the left side of the lane. Dials looking. Here's a three. Nope. Shot on the way. Missed badly. Gaines with a rebound. Lead pass to Hampton. Finished at the rim with a layup.
About a 70-foot strike.
JP's a baseball catcher. He threw that away. But then two passes and 2 points by Maynard. Going the other way.
It took about 5 seconds for them to answer.
So a full timeout by GRC. Cardinals call a full timeout. 72-57, GRC leading, back in 1 minute.
Get set to go wherever the adventure takes you with help from major brands. Through February 21st, get a $60 reward card after online submission with the purchase of four new select BF Goodrich Terrain family of tires. All other purchases of four new BF Goodrich tires qualify for $40. Get more details at Major Brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling, or at bfgoodrichtires.com/promotions. BF Goodrich, what are you building for?
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
Well, Cardinals of GRC turn it over, and Hale makes them pay with a floater at the rim.
3:20 left, GRC up 13.
Ashford in the backcourt, crosses midcourt, has dials on him. Martin County wants to run and jump. Ashford senses it and gets rid of it. Left wing, takes it right back. Ashford dribbling, 3 minutes to play in the game. Malachi with dials on him. Attacks, goes to Morrison. Breland throws it right back to Ashford. Overplaying the passing lane is Maynard as Montez Gay comes up. He sets a screen. They want a double team. And then Hampton has it. Rayshon trying to get rid around Hale, and Hale fouled him in the front court. And it will be the five over five fouls, team fouls, new rule this year, five or more in a quarter. You shoot two. They have eliminated the 1-1. So Rayshon Hampton with 14 points in the game goes to the foul line. His left-hand free throw is good. 15 on the game. He's flirted with 20-point-per-game average. He's currently at 18 a game, one of the top 25 percentage-wise three-point shooters in the state. He makes both free throws here.
Back up to 15 here, 2:39 left in this one.
Martin County breaks the press. McKenzie over to Dials, back to McKenzie. Slips the lane, put up the leaner, and he got fouled. Again, McKenzie, a real athlete. Foul is on Morrison, his third. Excuse me, third on the team. McKenzie goes there in this ball game, 18 points for the 6'3 senior, and he rolls that free throw in. Martin County's first attempt in this fourth quarter. They are on the game. 5 of 9, and now a free throw made by McKenzie again.
74-61, call GRC.
20 in the game for McKenzie. Throw it in the front court. Morrison wanted to attack left wing. Check there. Double team out on top to Ashford. High post to Montez Gay. Slip the defense. Hey, drive the basket. Put it in, big guy.
Had 2-on-1.
How many times we see Tanner Walton play that play?
Well,
you throw it to him right there on the foul line. There were three options. Score, pass, drive.
And Montez is making the most of all three of those.
Hey, he's got the options now. Off the dribble and the drive, Sturgill is fouled by Montez Gay. Team fourth against the Cardinals. It'll put Sturgill at the free throw line. Sturgill with 5 points in this game and now make it six. He is 2 of 3 at the free throw line. And again, a little uncommon to see a guy 6'2 and 220 that averages about 8 rebounds a game act as your point guard in this game. He makes both free throws. Here's the full court press. 2 minutes to go in the game. GRC with the ball up 13. Morrison, front court. Driving in, breaks the defense down, finds Gaines, who put it in.
Once you get through that wall, it's a 2-on-1 and a mismatch.
14 in the game for J.P. Gaines. Turnaround shot from 15, good by Sturgill. But Martin County right now can ill afford to trade baskets, and they're fouling in the backcourt as Dials, the eighth grader, 6 feet tall, fouls Ashford. Malachi, 5'9", sophomore. He's cagey.
No question. He's slick
with the ball.
Yes.
Sporting a new hairdo. He wore that headband here for a game or two.
He can wear whatever he wants, right?
Yeah. Those red shoes look good, too.
They do.
He knocks down a free throw. Ashford now 3 of 4 at the foul line. One of the top free throw shooters on this club. 77% on the season. He's 100% on this trip.
80-65 GRC inside 130.
12 points in the game for Malachi Ashford. Sturgill hands it off. Hale trying to get to the rim. Here's Dials as Hale kicked it out. He missed a three. Tipped at the rim. Gay kept it alive right to Dials, who put it in. Pressure on GRC. Ashford retreats on the dribble. Maynard hawking him. Malachi breaks it down. Throws the lob to JP. Tipped it out to Rayshon. Three ball. That's crucial. That might have been the one that just put the game away.
Well, it gives them a nifty little 16-point lead.
But here comes a three-pointer by Hale. He hits one. Martin County's Luke Hale in this ball game. He has hit 4 3-point shots. He has had a fantastic 17-point second half. Full timeout called. We'll take a one-minute break. GRC up 13 back after this.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
A high-scoring game, 83-70. George Rogers Clark leading Martin County. 50 seconds left to play. GRC with the ball up 13. Pressure in the backcourt. Cardinals of George Rogers Clark trying to break it, and they throw it away. Driving in, Hale double pumps and put it in. This team likes to play in transition too, Bobby.
Oh, no question.
Cardinals of GRC get it in the front court. Gaines out to Malachi Ashford, and Coach James just telling his guys, don't foul, just back off. Let's let it go, and we'll live to fight another day. They acquitted themselves very well.
Oh, he's got a nice ball club.
155 points in this game. We knew it'd be a high-scoring game.
That's right. Well, this team, as you say, acquitted itself well. Very well played. GRC got the edge late in the first half and was able to stay in control the rest of the game.
GRC wins this one 83-72. And GRC, they push their record to 26-2. Martin County, they go to 18-9. Back in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit localdigitalky.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here on this senior day, this Saturday afternoon, the Cardinals pick up the win over Martin County. Also the Cardinals, George Rogers Clark winning this one in a final, 83-72. And this was a game of runs, Bobby. Again, we both were very prophetic, and it wasn't real hard to figure out. But, yeah, both teams like to run it, and both teams like to score. And we said we would be in for an entertaining game, and it was up and down the floor. There were 155 points scored in this game, and when you look at it, nearly 50 points in fast break transition points. So they pushed it.
They pushed it, and the loser came within a point and a half of its season average and didn't win the game. So that shows you how helter-skelter this one was, but yet with the skill sets on both teams that were on display here this evening, it's not surprising that they did get the points up, because there's a lot of good basketball out there.
And in this game, you had eight players in double figures. GRC had five players in double figures, and Martin County had three players in double figures and another guy with nine in the game. So a lot of scoring as GRC wins this one, 83-72. 18-16 at the end of one quarter. We were tied at 18. It went 44-28 at halftime. Bobby, that lead at one time got up, what was it, 20?
Yeah,
26 at one time?
Yeah, they got it up there quite a bit.
And then Martin County went on a little 9-0 run, and, man, their three-point shooting in the second half, and they started turning GRC over.
Well, both teams liked the pressure, and as a result, you knew they were going to have some success, and yet they were going to have some non-success, because once the team broke through that pressure, you had a mismatch at the goal. But the big key on this was the 24-6 run in that five-and-a-half-minute span in the second quarter that gave GRC that cushion, because outside of that, this game was pretty evenly played.
And both these clubs needed this type of game. And sure, you could tell Coach Jason James was wanting to up his game. They've been in seven big events this year, and they wanted to play a state champion and a state runner-up, and they got it today, and the Cards gave them all they wanted, 83-72. Looking at some of the team numbers, GRC shot 6 of 18 from three-point range, Martin County 6 of 23. Turnovers, 12 by GRC, 15 committed by Martin County. Second chance scoring, GRC had a 10-9 edge. Fast break scoring, a 25-22 edge for GRC. At the foul line, the Cardinals 13 of 15, a perfect 10 of 10 in the second half alone, while Martin County shot 8 of 13 at the foul line for the game. Individually, the game's leading scorer, Luke Hale, 6'3 senior, rolled in 27 points tonight. He got 21 in the second half, hit 4 3-point shots. 20 points for Braden McKenzie for Martin County as well. 10 points for Devin Maynard. 9 scored by Jacob Sturgill. Bryson Dials with 4. You had Peyton Davis and Blake Maynard both played, but failed to score in this game. for the Cardinals at GRC. 20 points tonight by Malachi Ashford. He hit a couple of threes, four or five at the foul line. He has 20 points. Rayshon Hampton, 3 3-point shots. He hits 19 points tonight. Other scoring, J.P. Gaines with 14 points. That is his highest scoring game since the game at Montgomery County when he had the big double-double. Yeah. Other scoring, 13 points for Montez Gay. You had 11 points for Breland Morrison on his birthday, 9 of those in the first half. Other scoring for GRC, 4 points for Eli Craig. And you had Maddox Campbell, Jacob Smith, and Hampton Taylor all played in this game, but failed to score in this contest. Big win, 83-72 for George Rogers Clark. A lot of games being played Friday night. A few critical games here on Saturday, but none more entertaining than this one.
This was a dandy, and I think everyone who was out here certainly enjoyed the up-and-down action that we saw from the get-go.
Sure did. Sure did. Some fast break action. We will take a two-minute commercial break. Bobby and I will return. We'll have more post-game to follow right here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition-free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
My name is Tina Bryant, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, headquartered here in beautiful Mount Sterling, Kentucky. If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services we offer at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and visit us at sterlinghealthky.org. Or better yet, stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare, we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Senior day at the beautiful GRC Arena, and region champion cheerleading squad. They graduate six young ladies that are members of this squad, and they were recognized in the pregame along with their families supporting them. And then four Cardinal senior basketball players, they were recognized here today as well, along with their families. And Coach Cook's making his way here, and I'm sure he had words with the family, and looks like they've had some cupcakes. And it's kind of a bittersweet time, Bob.
Well, it only happens once in a person's career, so it needs to be savored.
Yes, and so the Cardinals, GRC, pick up this win. And we'll talk to the guy that guides this ship, the guy that's been at the throttle, head coach Josh Cook. And, Coach, you had a senior day today. We had six cheerleaders recognized. You had four senior players recognized as well. And had a little time, I'm sure, with the parents, the families, and kind of a bittersweet time, isn't it? You get to knowing these guys.
Well, they become family, you know, and really, and you learn to know them through the ups and downs, and you're always proud of them. And, you know, although they'll make mistakes, sometimes they'll drive you crazy. But, you know, I love them. I mean, it's a great group. Senior day, you know, you get to see it's a high and a low. There's a lot of emotion involved. There's a lot of energy involved, and there's a little bit of nervousness too at times. just because, I mean, it's a special night, a special occasion, and we want to make sure that it's represented well for our kids in our program, and they have a great experience.
You're listening to head coach Josh Cook, and again, senior days, graduating four quality guys, and gave Big Jacob Smith the start tonight and this afternoon, and a guy that's played in, you know, 10 games with you or so, but I'm sure he comes to practice all the time and has some he has some invested success in your team.
He's been a part of many of these championships. And,
yeah.
And he brings a value, and he's a talented kid, and he serves a great purpose for us. And I'm glad he stuck it out. I mean, it's not always the easiest to be. When in practice, he usually is the other team's best player, and we let him kind of be that. He enjoys that, and it brings a great service to us. And he's a special kid. I'm glad we got to do that opportunity. You know, and as a senior class, it's a cool senior class because they're all so different in their personalities. And senior night's emotional. Like I said, it's hard because everybody wants to play well, but it's also one of the first times you can get you can lose your focus a little bit because there's more emotions involved, and you maybe lose a little track, but that's okay too. We just want to make sure we can be there for them to help them get through it.
And today the Cardinals, they win 83-72, and head coach Josh Cook. Talk about your opponent, Martin County. Hey, they came in, they had won 8 in a row. They won 11 out of their last 12. They played in 7 different tournament showcase events. They went 3-1 out in Las Vegas. Coach James wants his team to get better, and they're the reigning 15th region champs. I think he scheduled all those nationwide and state events and wanted to play you to get his team better.
Yeah, and they're probably, I think they're going to have a chance to be right back in the state tournament and have a chance to make a little noise looking based on the draw. They got a lot of weapons. They shoot it. They shoot with confidence. They're fearless on the drive. Defensively, if they get there, I think they're a really good team. I mean, they can play. They can score with you.
Yeah.
And they have guys that are, like I said, fearless. And that's special when you have that. Their wings are as athletic and can shoot as well as, some of the wings we've probably played this year.
I'm grinning as you're telling me that because you outscored them 25-22 in fast break scoring.
Yeah,
so,
it's
a track meet. They get it up and down.
They forced the tempo, and they pressured us. We weren't really pressuring them as much because we were trying to be solid, and they had us a little winded. And that's kind of part of it, too. I mean, we got to make sure we're taking care of our bodies and doing those things. But like I said, this is a – I love the day because it's a great day. It's a fun day to be a part of.
Sure.
There's also a lot of nervous energy with kids. And I don't think I rarely ever see them. We play to the level of our ability, but we always will have a good time with it. And our guys will do a lot of good things. A lot of special moments will happen. And today we took a really good shot from our county team, was able to get a win.
All right, but this game was a game. Bobby and I were talking. Each of your clubs needed this game or this type of game. You needed this type of game. Somebody's going to push you and play with you. Cardinals at GRC go 13-15 at the foul line, 10-10 in the second half. You forced 9 turnovers against them. Bobby mentioned a run that he thought was pivotal in the game.
Yeah, it's 18-all, and then all of a sudden, 24-6 later, you've got control of the game, apparently on the scoreboard at intermission, but you had definitely 16 points worth of breathing room, and that was a separation that basically won this game.
Yeah, and that was really just passing the ball on the floor.
Yeah,
sometimes just over-dribble, and I love them. I mean, I don't mean that negative. We just do. We over-dribble sometimes and try to make the hard play rather than the simple play, but we're also 25-2, so we do a lot of things right. And one of those is advancing the ball off the floor and sharing it, and that was a huge reason we made a great run. It's Breland's birthday, so I think he's getting a little birthday tunes down there. So
well, that's good.
I think he wanted a birthday dunk there in that point, and I don't think he got it, but he almost had one.
He did. He was one of 5 Cardinal players in double figures tonight, so you had a lot of balance, Coach, as you've always had, and your team played well. And again, this was the kind of game I feel like your team needed as you get to see a team from another part of the state and reigning 15th region champ. So
We did. We need tomorrow off, though. We're up and down. This time of year, you can see your legs. So we've got a schedule. We've been in this year. So you got to be very smart about. We play one game next week, and hopefully that gets played. It's a good game, and then we're going to take some time, get our legs back, and get our minds right. It's important that I know the crowd's listening with some of this stuff. Make sure our guys are rested, make sure they're following their curfews, they're getting in, get rested, eating well, and taking care of themselves, because it's that time of year.
We're going to be following you and tracking you throughout that time. Coach, thanks for coming up.
Thank
One
you
more
so.
Thing, when Breland tried to get that dunk, He was almost Perry Stevenson oriented. He took off from about the foul line and almost got it there. But anyway, all's well that ends well, and I thought they gave a terrific effort.
Yeah, that was a great game to be a part of. Good game.
Head coach Josh Cook, again, his Cardinals, they moved to 26-2 tonight with a, or this evening with an 83-72 win. Have a great weekend,
thank you.
Coach.
Appreciate it. Thank
Head
you.
Coach Josh Cook, again, four times his teams have won the region championship and current reigning state boys Sweet 16 runner-up, and prior to that, boys state Sweet 16 champion. That's going to do it from here at the beautiful GRC Arena on Senior Day. Again, 83-72, Cardinals GRC win. Bobby and I will be back on the air Tuesday. We've got Bracken County here at home. So be listening to Tim Smith, Mornings on Main. He'll keep you posted with news and weather and these updates on these broadcasts. As we appreciate Tim, our board operator this afternoon, Hayes McMakin, on-site engineer, Bobby Baldwin beside me, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.